I don't know if you can hear me, but our newest Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament, wonderful Sarah Olney. My job is simply just to say this to you. I think the people of Richmond Park yesterday voted to send a message to Theresa May that the British people did not vote for a hard Brexit that will damage our economy and future generations and our standing in the world. They voted instead for a country that is open, tolerant and united. They voted for an excellent Member of Parliament who will be a voice for millions. Without wanting to make Sarah blush again, can I tell you that Sarah's story, I think, is something which is exemplary. 18 months ago, she was not a member of the party. 18 months ago, she woke up after a devastating result where fear and division won and liberalism lost, and she decided not to cry into her coffee, but to roll up her sleeves and to make a difference. And there are millions of people out there who felt that same way after the general election last year, who felt the same way after the referendum in June, who maybe felt the same way the day after Donald Trump was elected president. Sarah is a reminder that populism does not automatically have to win. Those results, Brexit, Trump, the last general election, there was nothing inevitable about them. It is entirely possible for moderate, progressive people to win through. And the people of Richmond Park, and Sarah as the embodiment, shows that that is possible. This is the beginning, not just of the British people choosing to own what happens next over Brexit. It's also the beginning of Britain finally having a decent, moderate, tolerant opposition to the Tories that fills the space that Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party have left behind. This is the beginning of something special. I am so grateful to all of you for helping out. And it is my immense privilege now to introduce to you none other than the Honourable Sarah Olney, MP.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I just want to say it's just the most enormous privilege to be have been selected as the MP for Richmond Park. It's obviously unexpected. 18 months ago, I had no idea I was going to be here, but it's just been overwhelming, the response of the party, the response of the local people. I just feel enormously honoured and privileged. And I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone involved in my campaign and to all the voters of Richmond Park. And I will do my very, very best to be the best possible constituency MP that I can. Thank you very much.
Sarah, 18 months ago you weren't involved in politics. Did this come as a shock to you?
Yes. We didn't know until quite late last night that we were going to win, and up to that point I didn't expect it.
Are you still going to vote against Article 50, and isn't that flying in the face of what the rest of the country voted for in that referendum?
So that's the commitment I made in my campaign, and my by-election victory means I've got my, you know, a personal mandate from the voters of Richmond Park, where that's what they want me to do.
In 18 months, perhaps you could have his job. you see yourself as a future Lib Dem leader?
I hope in 18 months to be an excellent constituency MP for Richmond Park.
Do you see her as a future Lib Dem leader, Mr. Farren?
Unbelievably talented woman, and who knows what could happen in the future.
I mean, they didn't.
None of us have got these jobs forever, have we? including you, Michael.
But I mean, I see they didn't. They didn't actually use you much on their leaflets, Miss Olney. Didn't use you much.
Why would they
a bit of a liability?
Why would they need to? Why would they need to? They got Sarah Olney to put all over the literature instead.
This constituency isn't typical, though, is it, Tim?
Well, no constituency is typical. Every constituency is what it is. The result that we had here was remarkable. But I guess to many people who follow politics, you know, closely, it's been, I guess, the end of a whole series of by-election gains for us at local level. Of the 23 gains we've made off UKIP, Labour and the Tories since June, 13 of them were in Leave voting areas. This is much more than just a Remain versus Leave spat. A third of Tory Leavers voted Liberal Democrat yesterday because they say, hang about, this is not what we voted for. Theresa May is taking a UKIP-ish slant on the 52%. They want a country that is open, tolerant and united. It's not 48 versus 52. It's about the country coming together behind a moderate, progressive opposition that the country desperately needs.
Do you see your way back into government now?
I see a way back into this country, having an option against the Tories that is not the Jeremy Corbyn.
Give
MPs. Who believe? Look. And they came from fourth place to win dozens and dozens of seats. I'm just saying that politics is wide open. You've got a hardline, UKIP-ish Tory government at the moment, a Labour Party that's shuffled off the serious space in British politics. There is a massive space for a moderate progressive party. Yesterday, we've shown that we've got the size and the energy to fill it.
So you're going to win Sleaford next week?
Tim, you are. Tim,
I'm up to Sleaford next.
Tim, you sound optimistic. You always do. You're a Liberal Democrat.
Yes.
Be realistic. Yep. What difference will this result make? You've still got a mile to go.
So, I mean, generally speaking, by-elections don't change governments, but they have a habit sometimes of changing governments' direction. And we saw, when I used this as a reference during this election campaign, but you know, Ribble Valley a few years ago, that was what ended the poll tax. A week after we gained that off the Tories, poll tax was history.
So what this difference will this by-election make?
Well, look, at the moment, Theresa May is listening to her UKIP-ish wing, which now appears to control the Conservative Party. Now maybe she'll listen to some panic-stricken Tory MPs with Liberal Democrats breathing down their necks, who will say, hang about, isn't it time you listen to the electorate, who may or may not want Brexit, but they certainly don't want a hard Brexit.
But Tim Barron.
Is
the Prime Minister really going to listen to you when you've still only got nine MPs?
It's about listening to the electorate. Now, what's happened at the moment is that the Tory party's main opposition has come for its own right flank. What the Liberal Democrats have shown is that out in the country, that we have the ability to form that kind of moderate, progressive opposition to corral voters who voted Remain and who voted Leave and just think that our government at the moment is taking a hardline approach to Brexit, which is going to take us out of the single market that millions of people did not want.
But do you accept that you have a huge mountain to climb here? You've only got nine MPs. How are you going to influence the government?
Of course. I mean, you know, the comeback for the Liberal Democrats is not something that anybody can take for granted, but it is now something that is a reality. Let's not assume, given the massive shocks we've had in British politics and global politics in recent months, that the Liberal Democrats' comeback is either inevitable or needs to take forever. It's entirely in the hands of the British people. If they want there to be a progressive, moderate opposition that can really stand up to the Tories, given Labour have shuffled off that space, then the Liberal Democrats' role has never been more necessary. This is a historic moment for the country. Let's see what happens next.
Well, you believe
will you try and block Brexit?
How does this result change the broader debate around Brexit?
Well, I think it shows that we've moved beyond the 52-48 split. I mean, the people in this country do not go around thinking themselves, mostly, as Brexiteers or Remainers. They consider themselves to be British people working themselves through a difficult process. There is a minority of people who take the Farage line that we should cut ourselves off from our neighbours completely. I think most people amongst the 52% think that's a complete perversion of their vote. I mean, next week there's a by-election in Sleaford. Stephen Phillips, Conservative MP, resigned, having campaigned for Leave, saying, hang about, I wanted to be in the single market. He speaks, I believe, for millions of people who are pro-Leave, who think that we should have a more balanced approach. Britain deserves a more moderate way forward than the extreme version of Brexit that Theresa May is currently following. This by-election gives real heart to the majority of people in this country who just think things could be done better, that we can have an open, tolerant and united country.
Tim, in a nutshell, do you believe that this result, that you can have a material effect on the deal that Theresa May strikes in the end?
Well, look, in the end, the voters are king, aren't they? They end up making the decision. And if the British people decide to say to Theresa May that there is a better way forward than the one that she's proceeding with, and if we therefore end up with either a soft Brexit or, best still, in my view, that the terms of the deal are put to the British people in a referendum at the end of all this, as a consequence of her fear of losing dozens of seats to the Liberal Democrats, we'll have done a great day's work for the British people.
But this isn't the British people. This is one of the wealthiest seats in the country. More graduates here than anywhere else in the country. This isn't a representative of Britain.
There is no such thing as a typical constituency.
No, but this is far from typical.
Well, I mean, but everywhere is. Everywhere is. But look,
all you know, your peers behind you are
here. Yes, indeed. And yes, I mean, what I would say is that the reality is that wherever you are in this country, there'll be a balance of opinion. But what was really striking to me over the last week was the number of Leave-voting former Conservatives voting for Sarah. People who don't necessarily, maybe they regret their vote in June, but most of them probably don't regret their vote in June, but they do regret Theresa May taking their vote and perverting it into something they never meant it to mean. They believe that we should be in the single market, even if we're outside the European Union. Given that that is the case, given that millions of people think that, surely our argument, that we've
we've stuck to with great conviction, and few other people, in fact nobody else has followed us in this, that we should have a referendum on the terms of the deal, is gaining traction. There are two forms of leadership. One is where you see the way you think the country's going, the public's going, you run around the front and you pretend that's you. Well, I think Theresa May has done that. The other is where you are bold and you say, this is where we believe the country should be, and you have the courage of your convictions and you argue for that. That is the leadership we are showing. We've been rewarded for that leadership today.
Are you seriously saying Leave voters want a second referendum?
I think many Leave voters do not want to leave the single market. And the outworking of that is that if you're going to have a whole bunch of people, some of whom want there to be membership of the single market, some people want there to be no